should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise.
It's Danielle. I'm back with waffling. I have a special guest today. Ortega, would you like to say something?
Hi.
This first song I'm playing, I don't think Ritika is going to like very much at all. So, we'll see, maybe. It makes me happy. Ritika, when you see me walking, this is what I'm listening to. That was On Melancholy Hill by the Gorillaz. It's been my walking song for the past few weeks. And while the song is playing, Ritika was telling me about her past with production. Ritika, care to share?
No, okay, wait, I'll tell it. Okay, so when I was in eighth grade, I took a TV production class. And what did I do? Oh, I was a teleprompter, so I would like...
No, but what did you not do?
Oh, I was not the host.
But she tried to be the host.
But I tried to be the host because I auditioned, but I clearly didn't get it. But yeah, so instead of getting the host job, I got the teleprompter job, and it was really sad. I would, like, click, like the play button, and then the host, which I wanted, would talk, and then I would have to pause it when they weren't talking, and then I would have to play again, so I just press play and pause the entire time.
That must have been infuriating.
It was so sad. And all the people who I don't like got it also, and I was like really upset.
It's horrible. I'm sorry that this brought you back to that memory. Anyway, moving on.
Shout out to Alex and Lee for watching this right now.
Yeah.
Because they were like watching me make a fool of myself, but it's
listening,
fine.
Listening.
For listening. Sorry, not watching.
They could be watching. Okay. Through the window. This next song is French. So shout out Madame Toulouse. Shout out French department. Shout out everyone. It's called La Cannibale by Junior with an E at the end. So maybe Junior from their album Ooh La La. Anyway, it's a great song. So.
La pointe des cheveux jusqu'aux extrêmes.
That was Le Cannibale, which was indeed about eating people, but in French, so it sounded lovely. Anyway, Ritika would like to say a few words on The Bachelor, something I've watched one episode of with her.
Because it's so good. Okay,
I fell asleep during it. So
yeah, she fell asleep during it, which was really, like, not ideal, but
She watched it because she loves me and she's my best friend and I'm her best
friend.
Isn't
that
so
what
great.
Friendship's all about?
Yeah, exactly. But like basically I'm obsessed with The Bachelor, and if you're a Madison fan, hit me up because she's my favorite and I want her to win so
if
bad.
If you're a Madison fan, call into the radio station.
Yeah, please do, because
it's 610-330-5316.
Because that's really going to show me some love and appreciation, and I'm not a Hannah Ann fan or a Victoria F fan, and I think Peter's dumb for keeping them around.
Okay, cool. Peter, if you're listening, Ritika doesn't like you. Anyway, I'm gonna play Ritika's least favorite song right now.
What song?
It's the weird song.
Oh, I don't like that one. Okay, guys, dislike this radio show because it's not a good song.
I like it. So
wait, this is a fun
call
song.
In to
I
see
really
what you
like
think
this.
About this song. If you like this song,
wait, can they hear
call
me?
In. If you don't like the song, oh, also call good. In. All right, I'm gonna play the song now. Ritika, cover your ears. That was Thy Mission by The Garden and Mac DeMarco. I played The Garden last week and I said I like them. I'm going to now try to put the phone on. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wait. Alex? I don't know.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't know if that's working.
Wait, can I press another button? No.
Okay, I know that you were a producer in the eighth grade.
Wait, this is so fun.
Okay, so I'm going to play the next song because I have the phone on and with the volume up, but... Oh, wait.
Can you hear?
Hello?
I hear Danielle. I have my headphones in and I hear...
Yeah, I don't know if you're... I don't know if it's working or not. Anyway.
It's not working.
So this next song is... by Alex G, and it's called Hope, and I think, I don't know if Ritiko will like it, but it's about, it's sad, it's about a friend. I shouldn't say this while laughing. It's about it's about a friend of Alex's who died from a fentanyl overdose, so it's very serious, but it's a beautiful song, so enjoy it. That was Hope by Alex G, a Philly, a native of Philly. So, anyway,
okay,
Ritika wants to say something, so we'll just let her say, speak her piece.
Hey guys, so I have like a lot of tea for you, so,
Ritika, when you're like, walking radio, I have a lot to say, but I'll tell you later.
Anyways. So if you're ever walking around campus,
and yeah, guys, if you don't know who Ritika is, if you can't put a face, a face to the name,
sound.
If you hear someone stomping, like
you
absolutely
hear someone stomping, like especially up the stairs and down the stairs of Rockwell, yeah. Plot twist, it's me. So come say hi or something.
If also, you ever, if you see a very lean girl with like 2 feet of backpack protruding from her back. Walking like a Minecraft character.
Whatever I'm saying,
that's
not
how you
recorded.
Know it's Ritika.
What does that mean? Can you hear me? Can people hear me?
They should be able to hear me. Can y'all hear me good?
Can y'all hear me?
It should be on.
Anyways, okay, yeah. So also, yeah, I have a really big backpack and it's black. And so if you can't like hear me or like see me, like you definitely have. Like it's 100% a thing. So come say hi. I love meeting people.
Anyway, that's Ritika. She loves meeting people. What can she say? She's a people person.
I'm a people person. What can I say?
This next song. Anyway, back to the music, because that's what it's all about, Ritika.
Hey.
This next song is Read My Mind by The Killers. And I found it because I was on Triple J, which I talked about last week. And Catfish and the Bottlemans lead singer did a cover of it. And his cover is really good, but I'm just going to play the real one, not to diminish the cover. It was really good. Anyway, here it is.
On the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in.
That was Read My Mind by The Killers. And once again, Ritika has some input.
Wait, I want to talk about origami because we were just talking about it. Okay, so did any of you guys like do origami when you were a kid? Because I did it freshman year, first semester. That wasn't when I was a kid, but like I was basically a child because like
I did it in elementary school.
I did it in elementary school.
But then I graduated to
Rubik's Cube. But I made, like, dogs and stuff.
It went origami, Rubik's Cube.
You did Rubik's Cube last semester.
I know, I continued, but I started Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, no, me as well. But, who's watching? But yeah, no, we did origami when we were little. But then
let's
also,
bring origami back.
Let's do it. That'd be fun. That'd be cute. We should make an origami club. Oh my god.
I think that exists.
Who would join? Like and comment. Who would join?
This isn't YouTube.
Like, comment, and subscribe, guys.
Ritika watches too many family vloggers on YouTube.
You're so right.
Anyway, this next song is called "Bae Caught Me Vapin'" by Fantasy Guys, and it's a cute little song. That was "Bae Caught Me Vapin'" by Fantasy Guys. And the cover art reminds me of Rayman, a PlayStation game I used to play back in the good old days. Anyway, this next song...
Yeah, well, we weren't stressed out by your engineering class.
Okay, this next song is called... Can you hear me? I don't think so. Now they can, maybe, if you want to say something. But this next song is by Car Seat Headrest. It came out yesterday. It's their first single... New music in 4 years. It's called "Can't Cool Me Down," and I like it a lot. Plus, they released that they were going on tour.
Oh, and you're going, right?
Yeah, I can finally go to a tour because all these bands I liked were going on tour, and I was like, oh great, this is awesome. Yeah, shout out Shauna. She's definitely asleep now. She's in Ireland. But anyway, all these bands were like, oh, we're going on tour. And I was like, wow, it's awesome. And then I went to go see when they were on tour at smack dab in the middle of finals week. And I'm not trying to be a square, but I'm also not trying to go to New York City or Philadelphia during finals week. So anyway, that was a tangent. So this is Can't Cool Me Down by Car Seat Headrest. Let's see what Ritika thinks afterwards.
Oh,
That was Can't Cool Me Down by Car Seat Headrest, first new music in a lot of years. And I'm so excited.
I'm watching The Bachelor right now, and it's on an ad right now, and I'm bored.
Okay, well, anyway, in that song, he says the name Daniel is brought up, but the way he says it, it almost sounds like Danielle. Plus, some of my professors call me Daniel.
It's really sad.
That's a women and gender, and sexuality studies. We're both taking WGSS classes now.
Yeah, I'm taking gender and STEM, and if you go to Lafayette, you should take it. It's actually, like, a really good class. Lee can attest to that. Lee, if you're watching, or if you're listening, she can attest to that.
Okay, well, we're going to move on to the next song. Kay. And we got to keep things moving.
I don't listen to my voice anymore, so that's a thing.
It's by this band Inhaler that are from Dublin, and the lead singer is Bono's son, but I won't harp on that because I think it annoys him. So they're a good band nonetheless. Anyway, here it is.
On you, and oh, what else can I do? You say that you're not around, and you don't want to be found. Well, I want to be the best at what I do. Oh, what about you? I'll pull the curtain.
That was I Won't Always Be Like This by the band Inhaler. Anyway, this next song is by The Replacements, who I played last week. Very cute band. They're no longer in, but they're from Minnesota. And the name of the song is Androgynous. No, it's not Build Me Up Buttercup, not yet. So, I like this song, and thus I am playing it.
Here comes Dick, he's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain. Same hair revolution, same build evolution. Tomorrow's gonna fuss, and they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so androgynous. Don't get him wrong, don't get him mad. He might be a father, but he's sure ain't a dad. She don't need advice to send her. She's happy the way she looks, she's happy with her gender. And they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so androgynous. Mirror image, see no damage, see no evil at all. Cupid dolls and Uranus dolls will be laughed at the way you're laughed at now. Now something meets boy, and something meets girl. They're both of the same, they're overjoyed in this world. Same hair, revolution, unisex, evolution. Tomorrow's gonna fuss. Tomorrow Dick is wearing pants. Tomorrow Jane is wearing a dress. Future outcast, and then all lasting. Today the people just the way to think these, the way they tried to do in the last century. Each other so androgynous. Closer than we know, love each other so androgynous.
That was Androgynous by The Replacements. I don't know what to do. Anyway, do you think you figured it out?
I don't know.
Okay, well, Billy, if you're listening to this, we both say hi.
Yeah, Billy, we say hi.
But if you're not listening to this, then I don't know. Maybe we'll show this to you later. Next song is 1 minute, 2 minutes long. It's off. You don't really have that much time. But this next song is off of The Magnetic Fields. Okay, they also dropped this song yesterday, along with Phoebe Bridgers, but I don't think I'm going to have time to play her song. But it's a single off their album called Quickies, which is a song full of minutes under, songs under 2 minutes. It's a really crazy musical group. They really, you know, mess with your head. And the lead guy, I forgot his name right now, he only wears brown, so. So this is that. The Day the Politicians Died. Seems timely.
Even their own mothers, their own husbands.
That was The Day the Politicians Died by the Magnetic Fields. Ritika would like to say something.
Guys, so we just checked, and Danielle's peak listeners is 18, and that's all because I came on, so...
Yeah, I don't know what it was before, but without Ritika, I'm assuming it was zero.
Yeah. Also, Billy, if you're listening, me and Danielle say hi.
Hi. That dynamics test was brutal, right?
Yeah, it was really bad.
We have a few more minutes. Would you like to update us on The Bachelor?
Oh, it's so good. Okay, wait, guys. She's been playing her songs. And, okay, so the one girl that I don't like, he's so stupid for keeping her around. But, yeah, so she started crying, and he was like, what'd she say? What did she say? She was like, I want to be good enough for you. And he goes, okay. It was really funny. And I think he's stupid for keeping her around and she should go home. So if you guys, if you guys agree with me, like and comment on this YouTube
video. They can't do that. Yeah, so that's Ritika's two cents on The Bachelor. I'm thinking that she might have her own. Might want to have her own show about
Wait,
it.
Wait, I want to. This is really a fun time.
Yeah, she did not like it at first because I showed, if anyone knows what the bathroom down here looks like.
It was disgusting.
I pointed her in the direction of the bathroom and it was a very ominous image.
If you guys want to see what it's like, just come down to the basement of Hogue Hall. It's really a fun time. But it's really dark. I don't like this. It's such a tiny room and it's so dark and I'm really not a fan.
Well,
but it's fine.
But you are a fan. Okay, anyway. This is going to be our last time talking because I'm going to end after this song. So I feel like so far it's been good. There have been bands that I've liked that have released new music. But sad thing, Mazzy Star, who I played last week, one of their founders, David Roback, died yesterday, I believe, as well. So yesterday was a high and low day for music. So I'm going to play... I think all their songs are really pretty, but this one's one of my favorites. And then after that, we'll just leave. So
one of my favorites.
Anyway, you're listening. I literally never say this. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Danielle. My show, Waffling. I currently have my guest today.
Wait, I'm coming back every week after this because I really created a legendary.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
No.
Her name's Ritika.
I'm a Mechie. I'm a star.
Oh, stop. One fun fact. Okay. I'm just going to play this song and then we'll leave. Have a great week. See you this time next week. Hopefully everything will be better. So here's this. Good night. Salutations.
Good night. Love you all. So long.
Thank you.